Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey,
Ellie, my head, so me had a come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Hey, 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 yawo mi, every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make her feel you. Make you feel me. Wine, wine, dance, dance. At the club, right, right. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show gaga for me. Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. You see, yawo me, yawo me, yawo me. Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't de go low.
Ma jayori mi, ma jayori mi, I'm a show up body, that your dad look.
Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love.
You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't de go low.
He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't.
Mama, na one by one we dey go. Mama, na me and you na today. Mama, jaja yo la baka de shaye. Mama, mo de ma de ba dele. Eli man don't come again now. Eli man don't come again now. Hey, now wetin na dey fine, Baba don't do it for me.
Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love.
You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi.
Every time I see you, I de fall in love. He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't de go low.
He do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh.
Like say I don't de go low.
Aye, Bobo, divine, all blessed. You are now listening live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor. I specialize in doing battle. I specialize in results. sharing with you all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my experience, my demonstration, my life here along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. I will be forward with you momentarily. I will be going to the phone lines, and I have some very important information to share with you today here on Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes.
Yeah.
Divine All Blessed. We are in the throes of Carnival here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and counting down 13 days until Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday is the culmination, Mardi Gras Day is the culmination of Carnival season here in New Orleans, Louisiana. So the festivities are happening, the parties, the balls, the parades. Mardi Gras Indians are finishing up on their masquerade, their Indian suits for this year. And it's a time of high energy and high activity here in New Orleans, Louisiana. So it's always a pleasure to be able to come to you at noon, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, and not have any technical glitches. I tried to broadcast on yesterday, and phone lines just were not working, and I was to access the switchboard on yesterday. So I'm going to try and make up for that lost time here today. First, I want to acknowledge my phone callers. I'm going to open both of the lines to have their hands raised. I want to acknowledge you and thank you for being a part of Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. I'm going to go to area code 337 first.
Hi.
Divine peace and...
Hi. How are you?
Yeah.
Louisiana to Louisiana. What's up? How you doing?
All is indeed a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, wow, it's good to hear somebody from Louisiana. Got a little show off of Talk Radio. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes, indeed. We are doing a live broadcast. Do you have a question or comment?
Okay. So we can ask a little questions here and stuff like that, because I know you do. Do you just do like recipes, or we can do like questions and stuff like, as in like.
No, I don't do free readings online. Let me say that. This is a show that is specifically geared to teaching the culture, the tradition, the history of voodoo. I find that many people, just coming out of the gate, don't even really know what voodoo is and don't really have a clear understanding of that. It's not the same thing as witchcraft. It's not the same thing as black magic. It's not the same thing as paganism. There are some shows here on Blog Talk Radio that even try and put them together. And I've talked about this before at length. There's reasons why they would want to do that. Some of them might be benevolent. Other reasons might not be so benevolent. But in the first, we would like to think that people want to bring a community together, bridge a gap, if you will, across religious traditions. But then there becomes a problem in that we get sort of labeled and marked with the same brush as paganism and practices that come under paganism. And we do not operate in the same vein. Another complication is that through that miseducation, some people believe that voodoo, we don't believe in God. That is also not true. We believe in God. We believe in a central, supreme, most high God, and then that God allocates jobs, endeavors to spirits, to Orisha, if you're operating in Santeria, Lakomi, Ifa, to Loa, if you're operating in voodoo, just as you would in your company or in your organization or in your church family, you would give certain jobs to people who have skills. Why the pastor, the bishop, the higher up addresses more deeper, more often more philosophical issues. We do believe in God and we do believe in spirit. Hoodoo. Let me cover that real quick, because that's sort of embedded also in your comment. Hoodoo and voodoo are not exactly the same thing. Now, there are many reasons as to how the words even came about. Hoodoo, some would say, is a bastardization, if you will, or a mispronunciation of voodoo. And being a New Orleans resident and understanding the history and the culture here, that was commonplace. Things that were not given respect, that were not given credibility, even if they were acknowledged, the name is sort of played around with. We see that demonstrated in the celebration of Mardi Gras and the various crews of some using direct ancestral names like Isis and Oshun. But then you might turn on your local news and hear Oshun pronounced like ocean, you know, which is a way of denying the power thereof, if you will. Hoodoo, in my opinion, and in the way I teach the understanding, is a breakdown from voodoo, but it's also specific to New Orleans. You don't really find that word used anywhere else in the diaspora but here. It originated here, and it is part and partial to voodoo and a plethora of other practices. New Orleans has always been a port city, so we've always had voodoo here, Santeria here, Ifa here, Palo here, Akan here, Sangomas from South Africa here. All of those traditions show up at the shore in the boat, in the ships. And so we've always had that eclectic mix, if you will. The French Quarter, which is New Orleans proper historically, would have a melting pot of culture, predominantly French-speaking and French-governed. And if you've ever visited many of those buildings and those
streets. I lived in Baton Rouge for like 12 years, and I'm actually trying to move back down there. And I've been to New Orleans a few times, especially with the college. When I was in college, I went with I knew a lot of people from New Orleans. So,
Well, then let me cut ahead then. So, the show Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, and if you go back in my archive, I have 5.5 years of archive here on Blog Talk Radio. It's primarily about teaching what the culture, what the religion is. There was a time that I did do readings, and I found that it was not beneficial. I find that people don't, you know, there's a saying here in the South, you know, we beg for what we want, and we pay for what we want, and we beg for what we need.
Yeah.
So when we give away something, it tends to lose some of its value. Think about the boom, the trinkets and the thrown off of some of these, you know, parade routes, you know, then people are breaking their neck to capture. We're really talking about trinkets, things that don't really represent the real power. They symbolize what it is. So when you get into hoodoo and all the various root shops and conjure shops and, you know, for the most part here, they're geared towards tourism.
Yeah.
The actual practitioners, as you know, are not in the quarter. Are not in the tourist trap. We might be there to perform. We might be there to fulfill some other job. But when it comes down to the traditions themselves, that's done in the wards. That's done in the neighborhoods. That's done in the communities. So my original purpose for bringing forward the show was to give people an opportunity to have access to me for free without me giving away the sacredness of the tradition.
Yeah.
And so that's where I am. I also have another caller on the line. I don't want to lose anyone since I'm only doing a 30-minute show. So give me a moment, beloved. Area code 619, peace and blessings. Did you have a question or comment? 619-549. You have your hand raised on my switchboard. All is a blessing. Yes, beloved. Their hand is raised, but they didn't say a word, so it's all good. And again, that sort of is why the show has evolved. It went from people sort of calling in and wanting the free reading, and the free, quick, feel-good moment. And then it went into something deeper, We started getting challenged on some of the recipes. We started getting challenged on some of the history. And so I went into 2 years of just giving that 2-hour shows, 3-hour shows, breaking down the Yoruba, breaking down the Ifa, breaking down the Iwe. All of this comes straight from West Africa. Some people would try and convince you that, you know, there's a big difference between West African voodoo and Haitian voodoo and New Orleans voodoo. Some would even tell you New Orleans don't have any voodoo. But the reality is they all come from the same root. They all come from the same place. And we know, being Louisiana residents and New Orleans, that this is going on here every day. Every day, 24 hours a day, someone's doing the real deal here. Now, whether you're a part of that depends on your commitment. You know, some people just want to see a performance and they want to stand on the sidelines, and we have places in the city where you can do that. Unfortunately, to some degree, Congo Square has sort of become that place. You're not really getting the real ceremony in Congo Square anymore, especially since I'm not there. You're getting a performance, you're getting a look, you know, you're sort of getting a representation of, but if you want to become a part, and I'm finding that nowadays people want to be a part of something. People want to commit to something, but we're tired of the church, we're tired of the politics, we're tired of the government, we're tired of all of these systems, and we want something that feels more authentic to us, that feels more real to us. But we come with these Western sensibilities, you know, the drive-through, the 7-Eleven, the fast food. You know, we don't want to commit but so much to it, and then come Monday we want to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. And voodoo has never worked that way. It's never worked that way. Once you become a part of this tradition, you become a part of the tradition, it's a lifestyle. It's a culture. You carry that everywhere you go. And I'm not suggesting that you don't see that demonstrated with other religions, other traditions. You know, I can have a few names that come to my mind of people that I would say represent their religion, their tradition, their philosophy, their talk, they walk it. When you start getting into especially internet-induced paganism, old world religion, spirituality, new ageism, it all becomes very elusive, sort of loose, and you're not finding that people are really committing to anything but what they want. And that's where my result-oriented ministry comes from. People are looking for a result, and I help them to get that result, but I also take the time and the dedication to get them to understand that it's a lifestyle. We can't just run to the store, you know, every time we get an upset stomach, take a pill, and not address what we're eating, how we're living, you know, everything that goes with that. And that's not different from how I address voodoo, New Orleans voodoo secret recipes. But I do take questions. People call in, and they know the tradition. They know the religion. They might have a question about Low John. They might have a question about Black Hawk, and we address that here. But in terms of getting service, I direct people back to my website and back to my email to address their more, you know, personal concerns directly.
I have a question about manifestation.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Manifestation.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been really trying to increase my finances. A few years ago, I'm divorced and I'm a single mom, and I'm wanting to get a house and be in a place where I'm financially secure for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even though I've been to school and I've been to college and things like that, I went to college for music, and music is my life. And that's what I live and I believe, and I know that's what I'm called to do. But right now, I guess, I've been working on my album and stuff like that. And so far, you know, that haven't came to pass yet. But in the meantime, I'm wanting to learn how to really manifest finances in my life. And I want to get to that part of the level of buying my own house for me and my daughter. And
okay. Now, I'll be glad to address that. Not only is that right up my alley as a spiritualist mm-hmm. and practitioner, but you may also know that I'm an actor. I'm a full-time actor here in New Orleans.
Cool.
So first, I want to ask you, are you still in Louisiana?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And that clears the first hurdle. You're in a unique spot to do what you do. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know that. But I think we often don't consider that enough as mm-hmm. Louisiana. Mm-hmm. We tend to think, you know, I just had this conversation this morning with a brother, and I hope we're still friends, you know. But his thing is, you know, I got to get to California. I got to get to New York. I got to get to Chicago. And I'm trying to get him to understand, to rationalize the fact that those people are coming here right now. And there's a reason for that. We have a very unique opportunity here in this state to bring our gifts, our talents, our creativity to the surface and be able to compete in the market with other professionals in the market, but also to bring something unique that is Louisiana. So my next question or point would be, what are you doing in terms of self-promotion? Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. You know, every time we go to a set, you know, there's a conversation about having agents and agencies and who's getting the jobs and who's getting the work. And that is a critical part of your homework in terms of working with this industry. However, if you've got a computer, if you've got internet, if you've got skills, you have more than you need already. And that's where I'm finding that we aren't doing our efforts. I have producers, directors, casting agents come to my house, call my house, find me. Now I'm locked in. I'm locked into several agencies here in town, and I'm not going to promote anybody by calling their name. But I'm sure you know who they are. And I get some work from them. One network I probably get more work from. Ultimately, it comes down to what you're doing. And if you aren't promoting yourself, if you aren't putting yourself out there, if you aren't using your YouTube, if you aren't using your Twitter, your Instagram, people are not going to see you. And so I would definitely suggest, if you aren't already doing it, put a great deal of your energy into that. And don't just sing. Don't just do the music. You know, people also want to see the lifestyle. They aren't just coming to New Orleans just because we got talented people here. It's talented people everywhere. But you're not going to get this culture everywhere. You're not going to get this architecture everywhere. You're not going to get nature the way we have it here everywhere. Everywhere has its individual, unique characteristic, just like people. Mm-hmm. So bring that forward. Make sure that you're promoting yourself as a singer. I'm going to assume, or as a musician, or I'm not sure exactly what your specialty is. Did you
sing? I do all of it. I sing, I write music, I compose music. I'm also a musician. I play a little bit over 20 instruments. So mm-hmm. I do a little bit of everything. Yeah. And
yeah,
the thing
okay,
about
so that
is.
Go ahead.
But the thing about that is I write for all genres, but, mm-hmm. you know, and I guess, you know, based off of what I was raised and everything, you know, I've been always traditionally gospel, but I'm actually ready to expand that because I've always written for other genres, and I'm ready to take it to a whole nother level of I already know it's a good chance that I might not be doing gospel, and that's okay. I'm okay with that, but I want to be able mm-hmm. to get to a point that I can be able to be financially take care of my daughter for now. That's really my main focus. I'm 31 years old. I'm in a place now that I don't have to be in front of anybody. I can write and be a writer and happy, or produce and be happy. And yeah, I just want to be able to manifest that house that I want for me and my daughter, because I'm a single mom, and that's my focus.
Okay, so from a spiritual perspective, what are you doing to assist in that endeavor? Now, of course, I'm a voodoo guy, so I work voodoo for my career. Have no doubt about it. There's not a job that I don't go to that I don't have certain stones on me, certain roots on me. I have my recipes and my formulas, you know, in place. When I'm focusing on Indian culture, which is what I'm doing right now, I'm trying to be on the wall and make that Mardi Gras mask an Indian deadline, I'm working Black Hawk. And I tend to work Black Hawk more between Christmas and Mardi Gras Day than any other part of the time of the year. It doesn't mean that I neglect my other spirits, and I do live within my temple space. I have 13 altar shrines here. And I have a schedule so that nothing goes neglected or undone. But when I'm focusing on a goal, when I'm focusing on something specifically, I tend to focalize my deities, my dyadic force. I don't know if you've been initiated into any of these traditions, if you're attempting to access that. You mentioned gospel, so I can assume that there's a certain level of Christian knowledge.
You already know this. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Work with you.
Exactly.
I can relate to being the product of two evangelical ministers as parents. I'm a former minister of music. And even then, you know, I had certain psalms I would work. I had Deuteronomy 28:1-14, the blessing plan at work. And I would utilize that spiritual power to get me from point A to point B. And you've got to maintain it, not just when you're in a bind, not just when you need to make a bill. You've got to figure out where you are, who you're working with in terms of spirit, and then focalize that energy as you make your career moves in music. Beloved, we've actually run out of time. I'm just doing a 30-minute show, and they're going to cut us off here in a moment. Please, if you will, I'm everywhere except Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Cool.
You can email me, Divine Prince.
Let me get some information from you, because I'm going to give you some, really have to message you or call you or whatever, and really get some information, because I really need the help on that, because it's something I've been having.
And I'm invested in people from Louisiana making it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to helping you.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Divine Prince, D-I-V-I-N-E, Divine Prince. At houseofthedivineprince.com. Yeah, and you can Google the Divine Prince, Thai, Mecca, and every site I'm on, I'm sure, will pop up.
Yes, sir.
I certainly appreciate your call, and I wish you the best. I look forward to working with you as our performers. I'm sure we'll work together at some point here in the city. So I look forward to meeting you and helping you to achieve your goals.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure. All is a blessing. You as well. And I want to thank all my listeners, all my callers for calling in. I certainly appreciate you. I do pay attention to my numbers, even in archive. Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes is still number one. And I'm grateful for that. I will attempt to be here on tomorrow, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Provided there are no technological glitches, I will definitely be here. As I said earlier in my call, I got all my beating and heavy-duty work done. I got a little building left to do, and I'll be on the street Mardi Gras morning. The witch doctor, Yellow Pocahontas, prettiest in the land. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in